For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump defending his decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance.
I've never respected him. I've never had a lot of respect.
The White House is also considering revoking the clearances of other former intelligence leaders, like former FBI Director James Comey and former NSA and CIA Director Michael Hayden. Someone the president does respect, Paul Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
After a trial spanning nearly 3 weeks, Manafort is awaiting a verdict on 18 tax evasion and bank fraud charges. He's been accused of hiding income earned from his Ukrainian political work from the IRS, and he's accused of fraudulently obtaining millions in bank loans. Manafort has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He served briefly as Trump's campaign chairman. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A grand jury report shows more than 1,000 children sexually abused by about 300 priests in the Catholic Church in six Pennsylvania dioceses. Bishop Kevin Rhodes was confronted with at least two instances of alleged abuse while serving in Harrisburg.
In each of these instances, upon learning of the allegations, I notified law enforcement and punished each individual.
But he says he never revealed their names to avoid scandal. Bishop Rhodes, now in Fort Wayne, Indiana, has apologized to the victims, saying the church failed them. A shootout early Friday morning has left a Dallas police officer injured and a suspect dead. Assistant Dallas Police Chief Paul Stokes.
There was shots exchanged between the officer and at least one of those suspects. The officer was struck in the leg. One of the suspects was struck and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
He says the plainclothes officer came upon two men with weapons. He's been treated and discharged from the hospital, awaiting an internal affairs investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Smith says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was very, "You're fine. I know you didn't mean to hurt me." And then now she just doesn't answer.
Smith is charged with one count of reckless endangerment. A Los Angeles fitness studio owner apologized in tears, claiming she's not a racist after a video went viral showing her throwing hot coffee on a Latino worker at her upscale condo building. The construction worker tells KTLA-TV he and a co-worker started filming her after she called them wetbacks and criminals. Attorney Sean Mateen.
In my estimation, this is a hate crime. In my estimation, this is a serious felonious assault.
Tributes pouring in for Aretha Franklin, family, friends, and fans celebrating the Queen of Soul. The 76-year-old Franklin passed away Thursday. Motown artist Smokey Robinson was one of her closest friends. They lived in Detroit, surrounded by others who would become music legends.
Diana Ross lived four doors down the street, and the Four Tops lived two blocks over, and the Temptations lived three blocks over. There were a lot of us in that neighborhood. We just always had regular relationships. We very seldom, when we got together, even talked about show business.
Aretha Franklin's funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.